Mr. President, your interest in basketball has been well documented in that there are a few things going on in your world every day. How often do you get to come out here and play?
Well, these days I probably play once every 2 to 3 weeks. Not as often as I'd like, but during, say, the healthcare debate when things are just, going crazy over on Capitol Hill, a lot of times I'll just come out here and shoot, or I'll play a game of horse, and it takes an edge off things.
Now, these days, when you're involved in pickup games, do you feel that you're dealing with less physical contact since you became
Well, it is true. I usually have guys with guns around.
Yeah,
so
noticed.
If somebody, takes a real hard fall, they could get in trouble. Nobody ever lets me win because if you let me win, you'll never hear the end of it. I'll talk a little trash about you. I'll make you feel bad about yourself if we beat you real bad.
Now, I'm assuming that bowling is not on the schedule.
My bowling has greatly improved. So, Marv, you're touching on a slightly sensitive point. I'm not going to walk off the set here, but we do have a bowling alley here at the White House, and I've gotten a lot better.
Now, do you find yourself, as we all have back in the day on the playground, doing play-by-play to yourself? You come out here, maybe count it down. For example, the game is tied.
In the back of my mind, Marv
left.
Albert is making,
of course,
the call.
So it's a bomber with the ball, top of the key. 3 seconds left.
Unleashes for three. Yes!
I have your voice in my head as I'm shooting three.
That's sad. Now, I know you don't want to be accused of tampering for your Bulls, but any advice that you might have for LeBron James as he approaches free agency?
I think the most important thing for LeBron right now is actually to find a structure where he's got a coach that he respects and is working hard with teammates who care about him. And if that's in Cleveland, then he should stay in Cleveland. If he doesn't feel like he can get it there, someplace else. But the one thing I remember about the Bulls was it wasn't until Michael had confidence in Phil Jackson, Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, it wasn't until you got that framework around you that you could be a champion. Same thing happened with Kobe, first with Shaq, but then later with Gasol. He's gotten that sense of a team around him, and I think LeBron hasn't quite been able to get that yet. That's what he needs to find.
Could you, on behalf of the Bulls, throw in perhaps a night in the Lincoln bedroom or ride on Air Force One?
Like I said, I don't want to meddle. I will say this. Rose, Noah, you've got...
It's a pretty good crew.
It's a pretty good core.
Yeah.
You could see LeBron fitting in pretty well.
If you were NBA commissioner for a day, what changes would you make?
I'll be honest with you. I think the game is in a good place right now. The way they're calling the game right now returns basketball to where it's supposed to be, more of a finesse game. The biggest change I'd probably propose right now is the commissioner needs to figure out how to price tickets so that ordinary people can go to the games. I think that ticket prices have gotten so high, and I understand that, if salaries are high, ticket prices are going to be high, but, you hate to think that the only person that can go to a game is somebody who's got a corporate account. And that's something that I'd love all professional sports, that's not just NBA, but all professional sports to be thinking about a little more.
All right, the Phoenix Suns in the news recently, wearing the Los Suns jerseys on Cinco de Mayo, and they took a stand opposing Arizona's immigration policy. How do you feel about sports franchises getting involved in political issues?
I think that just because somebody is a sports figure or you've got a sports team doesn't mean that you're not part of the community and you're not part of our democracy. I think it's terrific that the Suns, who obviously feel very strongly about their community, recognize that a big part of their community felt threatened by this new law. When I was growing up, you had figures like Arthur Ashe and Bill Russell who routinely would talk about the world around them. You wouldn't always agree with them, but that sense that people are engaged in the big issues of the day, I think is a positive thing. And I don't think that either players or franchises need to always steer away from controversy. I happen to personally think that the Arizona law is a bad idea. I've said so publicly, and I see no reason why these guys can't make the same statement.
Here in Washington, there's a great deal of excitement. Right. Wizards now in possession of the right. overall first-round pick. John Wall of Kentucky would be, I would guess, the early line
right.
favorite. What's your, I know you watch a lot of college basketball. What's your scouting report?
Wall is a terrific player. I mean, that you know, he's got a NBA speed, NBA body, great jump shot, unselfish. Really impressive. You know, there's only upside for that kid, and I think it'd be great for him to come to Washington. I became very close to Abe Pollin, who was a great supporter. He and his wife. He just passed away recently, but there's an example of a guy who constantly gave back to his community. I mean, almost single-handedly, he invested in downtown Washington at a time when it was in really bad shape, and you know, generated huge affection in this city. And you know, it was wonderful to see his widow there getting that number one pick, and you know, I only wish the best for that franchise.
All right, what is the presidential pick for this season's NBA champions?
Boston surprised me. They gelled in the playoffs in a way that they hadn't all through the season. Rondo's become one of the best point guards in the league in no time. I mean, he and when he gets a real jump shot, he's going to be unstoppable. But I've got to go with the Lakers again. I think Gasol may be the best big man in the league right now. He's different from Dwight Howard, but he's playing
great footwork,
unbelievable footwork, speed, savvy. He is playing magnificently. Kobe is the fiercest competitor in the league, and they've got what I've continue to believe is the best coach in the NBA right now, in Phil Jackson. So they're going to be. They're going to be formidable, and I think it'll be a tough series. You know, Boston's a veteran club, but the Lakers are looking pretty good.
Mr. President, we appreciate your taking the time, and I really like your backyard.
And listen, you are welcome, Marv, to call play-by-play in any pickup game that we have. I want you to let Kenny know and Charles know that. I appreciate him, and I am curious about Charles's golf game, though. I want to see if that swing ever got fixed.
A lot of people are curious about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, Charles is a great guy, great friend, but it's a scary golf swing.